Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
That's me. Hey, champion Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Always great to have you inside of this nice, safe, secure place where all the crazy people hang out. We dream big. We talk big. We have big ambitions. We have big desires. We get judged a lot for what we do. But inside of Saturday Nation, this is the place where your dreams do happen. They come true. They just do. As long as you stay in the game. And I want to talk about your desire level. Like, what is your level of desire to actually have a lifetime full of Saturdays? And you may say, oh, Sam, come on, it's off the hook, man. It's off the hook. Well, come on now, be honest with yourself. Is it really that way all the time, every day? And if it's not, why is that? Because I'm going to tell you, I want to talk about the catalyst. The catalyst for your dream is going to be desire. That's it, man. That's the engine on that train. So I want to get into that. Before we get started, we have a lot of new listeners plugging in all the time. Thank you for all the love. I get your tweets. I see your Instagram posts. When you tag me, I get your DMs on Instagram. Thank you, thank you. Trying out the new mic here on the iPhone. It's the Shure mic, S-H-U-R. Got it at Apple for $150. So those of you that listened to the last podcast, this is podcast number two. I'm messing with the gain levels on this thing, so bear with me. If I'm blowing your eardrums out, my apologies. If it's a little too soft, my apologies. We'll get it dialed in. We'll get it dialed in. If you know anything about myself and my message, I'm all about done being the new perfect. So this is probably 70 to 80% of the quality of the sound that you're going to get in about a month when I finally figure this thing out. But I don't lose any sleep over that. It's not like I'm laying in bed at night. The gain levels on my mic are not right. Honey, I can't sleep. That's ridiculous. And, you know, you laugh. I can hear you laughing about that, but you would be surprised how many people are paralyzed by perfection. They are paralyzed by perfection. Done is the new perfect. Write that down. Put it on your forehead. Write it everywhere in your house. Put up notepads. Done is the new perfect. Your desire. I want to talk about that. So, like I said, it's Sam Crowley, everydaysaturday.com. If you're not on my mailing list, why aren't you? Go to everydaysaturday.com. I don't send spammy, salesy emails. I send a lot of content-rich emails, and I'm always looking for the next great coaching client to work with to help launch your movement. All right? You can reach out to myself about that as well at samcrowleycoaching.com. Desire. You ever have days where it's like, oh, man, I don't know if I want to do that. I'm not sure. You know you got to do it, but you're not sure if you, and you start thinking of everything that you got to do. You got to go to the grocery store. You got to pick the kids up. You got to go to the gym. Of course, you have a job or a business. You got to run that. And then you think, I know I got to get this done to really live my life's purpose, but I know this is a big component of desire. And this is a mandate coming down from Saturday Nation, for Saturday Nation, from myself. You better do what you love in life. At some point, you get one shot at this thing, okay? And so look around you. So many people are settling for a life that is just average, and most of the time, below average. Why is that? They look around. They see prosperity. They see abundance. They see people living in nice houses and driving nice cars, and they think, that can't be me. Imagine that. Imagine being 5 years old. Nobody at the age of five says that. That can't be me. My daughter right now is 4 years old. She can barely even talk and form a sentence because she's still learning. She's nonverbal pretty much, but she can say some words. But she had that trach on her voice box for so long that she can't talk. But man, this kid has more joy in her little finger than I see most people over the age of 30 that have in their entire body. And she's just like, wow, look at that. A tree. Oh my God. Look at that, a car driving by. Wow, what's that? That's the wind. Oh, my God. And now I started our fireplace. We have this insert in our home. We have a 200-year-old farmhouse that we live in, and we have a fireplace insert. This thing, it's a buck stove. You know what a buck stove is? This thing gets so hot and pushes so much heat, you could literally walk around your house without any clothes on in the middle of January. And nobody at the Crowley House does that, by the way. But in the middle of January when it's 20 below out and it's so flipping hot inside once that buck stove gets cranking. But Susan's like, wow, a fire. And yet we see these things every day, and we're not looking at life like that. We're looking at life like, oh, fire, well, that's going to take too long to build out the fireplace. Oh, it's already cold. Oh, I got to go buy firewood. Oh, my God, this is so much work having a fireplace. Swimming pool, oh, you got to clean it. It leaves in it. Where's the cover? Oh, my gosh, the chlorine levels aren't right. pH level, You know, it's like we will find ways to be miserable if left to our own devices. We will find a way to take this greatest miracle called life and absolutely ruin it and rain on the parade that's supposed to be launched every day. It's supposed to be a parade every day. You're supposed to be celebrating. And by the way, you're supposed to be in the parade. You're not supposed to be on the side clapping for everybody that's already in the parade. So when you see other people with resources, and it's not just money. And a matter of fact, I never even talk about money. You know, money's how we keep score. I mean, you got to pay your bills. I get that. I understand all of that. But the holidays are coming up, and you're going to get holiday cards from people, Christmas cards and such. And nobody's going to, at least I hope, isn't going to insert a photo of their latest bank account. Like, hey, check this out. This is my latest balance, my checking account. Yeah. Now I don't want to flex or anything, but Merry Christmas. You know, I mean, nobody's going to do that. They're going to send photos of their family and the vacations they took this year and the memories that they created. And that's what we're all after. We're after significance. We are after significance. We're not after money. So many people get caught up in thinking that money is going to be, like, how much is enough? You know, like the old saying from Wall Street, how many yachts can you water ski behind, Bud Fox? You know, and that's true. How much money would make you happy? And the answer is you don't even know. And people say, well, give me, that's a high class problem. At least let me try it. Well, no, you haven't been given that much money because you haven't shown that you can be faithful and a good steward of that money. That's the only reason you don't have it. You're letting money control your mind, your thoughts, your happiness. And if that's the case and you're only making $2,000 a month, it's going to destroy you at $10,000 a month. You're going to have five times the problems. And people can't get their mind around it. It's like, I don't understand. Like, what? Because it's not the fear of failure. Some people are just comfortable being broke and average in that money category because they don't trust themselves, or they feel paralyzed by, well, if someone pays me more, they're going to expect more out of me. And I don't want to do more. You know, it's like when I was in sales for 15 years, 10 years as a sales rep, 5 years as a manager. And you would always have those reps that would fly below the radar. They would just fly below the radar. Why were they flying below the radar? Because they don't want to be noticed. I don't want to win that quota buster trip. I don't want to go to the Bahamas. I don't want to go, you know, to Costa Rica or anything like that. Because why? Because once I make quota one time, they're going to expect me to do that over and over and over again. If I just write 80 to 90% of my quota, or even 100%, that's average. I won't get fired. I'll work just hard enough so I won't get fired. They'll pay me just enough so I don't quit. I'm kind of okay with that relationship. That is not the success mentality. And the reason why people feel that way, they don't have that desire. They didn't choose a career that they really love to do. Because if they chose something that they really love to do, not only would they crush that sales quota every single year, they would love to see how high they could go and how much responsibility could get placed on them. And if at some point it gets inverted out of whack, trust me, management will correct that. Say, hey, we put way too much of a load on that guy's shoulders or that girl's shoulders. They can't do that much. I mean, God, they're good, but we don't want it. We want them to have fun and enjoy it. It all corrects itself. It's like the stock market. You know, your manager will correct quotas. Everything will be fine. But if you don't love what you do and you don't have that desire is what pulls you through. Desire is what takes that labor and turns it into a labor of love, an absolute love fest. I record this podcast, and I have been doing this for the past 13 years or so because I absolutely love it. I work with people one-on-one because I love it. I could do group coaching, and I talk about this all the time. Other marketers, 7, 8, 9-figure earners, Sam, why do you do so much one-on-one coaching? That's not scalable. Like, there's only one of you. Like, that's the new buzzword now. You heard it, right? Scalable. Everything's got to be scalable. Like, we got to get to the point where we don't even talk to anybody anymore. Artificial intelligence just makes it happen. And we go on a boat somewhere by ourselves or the golf course or shopping sprees, and we don't even talk to people. That's not my brand. My brand, I'm kind of an old soul, you know. I'm like the doctor who grabs the bag and goes on the house call, wants to get to know the family, and they trust me, and they pay me, and everybody's happy. You know, I don't want to be this guy who hides behind, like, Oz behind the curtain, and just nobody ever gets a chance to really know who I am and why I do what I do. And I want to get to know who they are and why they do what they do. And I think that makes a really great coach, mentor to mentee relationship. I really do. I'm not a fan of all the – there's a place. Look, there's a place – if you're a coach or consultant, there's certainly a place for group coaching. I'm not saying that's – that makes a lot of sense to get 10, 20 people, 35, 50, 100 people on a webinar that pay $1,000 or $5,000. That's good. But you got to have a component where you actually get to know people and you get to work with them one-on-one and you take a really vested interest in their life and their happiness and their success. And that doesn't mean that they can whine on you. That means they can lean on you. There's a big difference, okay? You're not enabling them. You're empowering them. And all of this, I was lucky enough. God was lucky enough to, I mean, God, I was lucky enough to have God place this on my heart that, man, I want to be a speaker, a trainer, a seminar leader, a podcaster. I want to empower people and inspire them to go create a lifetime full of Saturdays. And through the grace of God, and through four children, and the last of which was barely even a viable human being, born at 24 weeks and weighing 1 pound. All of that happened, and here I am, still standing, still building the brand, more successful than ever through all of that, through the fire. So yeah, you can go through the fire, and you can have your best days ever that you've ever had. You can go through that, but if you never take the chance to do anything great, you'll never have the experience to go through that fire. You know, you'll be taken out of the game right away. So do this. Get the desire. Don't settle. All right. If you're in a job right now you don't like or doing something, it's okay. It's temporary. All right. You gotta pay the bills. You gotta feed the family. Don't do anything stupid. But you gotta put your plan for desire together. You must not settle. You must not fly below the radar. You need to squeeze this just tight and hold on to this dream, this desire, because that's what's going to give you the purpose and the passion in this one life that you get. I hope that makes sense. Thank you for taking me along with you today, wherever you are. If you're at the gym, going for a walk, riding in the car, wherever we are right now together, you listening to me, I appreciate it. I appreciate you, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.